Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one, like the chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview, and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com. Justin, how did our futures markets do today?
Well, grain futures continued the excitement after this three-day holiday weekend. They wrapped up last night when the grains opened. They opened higher and sharply higher in the soybean futures. At one point overnight, the soybeans were actually up about 50 cents. So real strong moves there. The weather over the weekend was a bit disappointing. There was about 50% coverage versus expectations of about 85% coverage, and rainfall was anywhere from a quarter inch to an inch and a quarter inch. So disappointing there, and that's what pushed us higher. They opened actually in soybeans about 35 cents higher. Corn and wheat both opened about 7 cents higher last night. But that all changed throughout the day. Today's corn and wheat actually both finished lower in the December contracts. And beans were still about 29 and a quarter higher, but that was about 20 cents off the high during the day session in the November beans. The noon forecast here today added a little bit of more rain for this coming weekend in Iowa and Illinois. But there really isn't a great degree of confidence in that midday forecast, but they did add it. There's new crop corn and beans both hitting the market here as harvest begins in the southern states, like Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. And most of the reports out of those states are record yields. So it's interesting to see that there are places that are having huge crops at this point.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what was the news that moved the markets today?
Hedge funds were in here, big traders today. They bought about 15,000 soybean contracts, but sold about 10,000 corn futures and 5,000 wheat futures. There weren't any deliveries against the September contract for the soybeans and wheat. There were a few for corn, but there was only seven. So we'll continue to follow that. If there continue to not be deliveries, you would expect that the front months could possibly rally. This morning we had an export report. They came out, and it came in positive for corn and beans. We were about 17.5 million bushels for corn. They were looking for 9 to 13. Wheat came in at about 36.5 million bushels, and they were looking for 19 to 23. So really strong there. And beans were actually a little bit negative, 1.42 million bushels, and they were looking for about 2 to 4 there. This afternoon we'll have the crop ratings and crop progress and condition report come out. We're expecting a little bit of a decrease in the corn and beans, anywhere from 2 to 4% lower in the good to excellent category for corn. That'd put it anywhere from 55 to 57%. We were at 59% last week. Soybeans, we're expecting a 4 to 6% drop, anywhere from 52 to 54%. Last week it was at 58%, and the 10-year average right now is about 56%. So, you know, considering where we started out at first with record good crop, you know, it was in the 60s, 68% at one point, it's not surprising to see it drop off. It's still overall a decent crop. And so that's kind of what we're waiting for. And then tomorrow morning we'll have the FC Stone estimate for the overall crop production. You know, most people are anticipating a drop in yield for corn and beans, but we'll see what they have to say tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Recapping a few of our closing numbers from today. October live cattle were down 60 cents at 126.20. September feeders were up 25 at 157.17. And October leading hogs were up 37 cents to close at $88 even. Kansas City September wheat down 4 cents at 6.96 and 3 quarters. Chicago September corn up 3 at 4.98. September soybeans up 11 and a half at 14.35 and 1 half. And October cotton down 88 points at 82.82. That's a look at your closing markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.